News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
There has been a big increase in the number of international protection applicants entering the workforce. That's according to a new study from the Central Statistics Office. The report also noted that non-Irish nationals, which include a number of international protection applicants, accounted for 21% of all employment in Ireland in the second quarter of this year. And Cathal Malone, immigration lawyer and head of legal research at Thomas Coughlin & Co Solicitor, joins us. Cathal, are you surprised by these figures? The numbers are higher than I would have expected.
No, good morning. I'm not particularly surprised. I mean, the fact of the matter is that, we've had until quite recently, I think it was about 16-17% of the population here was non-Irish born, I should say, was foreign born. And it's not really surprising, given that we're at and beyond full employment here, that we're looking elsewhere to fill the jobs that are there.
It sort of belies that myth that people who come here in the IPAS system, the international protection system, that they are living off the state when so many now do actually appear to be working.
Yeah, well, the thing about it was that for many years, there was a complete ban on any international protection applicant working at all. And it was only due to a Supreme Court decision that the government was actually forced to allow people work. And even then, it was very, very restrictive initially. Until 2021, you had to be waiting for a first instance decision for 9 months before you were allowed to even apply to work. And now in 2021, that was reduced to you have to wait for 6 months for a decision before you can apply to work. So what the new figures are showing, according to this Central Statistics Office, is that of people who arrived here claiming protection in 2022, 77% of them were in employment in 2024. So if you let people work, they will.
So 4 out of 5 of people who came here looking for protection are now in the workforce. Do we know what kind of jobs these people are coming who are from within the IPAS system?
I mean, they're doing all kinds. There are certain restrictions. So, for example, they can't work within the Irish health system in general is one of the restrictions. I mean, there aren't too many restrictions. Obviously, there's a bit of a difficulty with professional qualifications because, you know, like any lawyer, doctor, teacher, engineer, you have to get your qualifications recognised here and transferred. So you do have a good number of people who are professionals who will be working in shops and restaurants and cafes because they just simply can't get the qualifications transferred here in time.
Okay, so working below their own levels of qualifications. This, do you think, bears out what the government position appears to be moving in the direction of, is that people who are within the IPAS system, who are maybe in serviced accommodation places like direct provision centres, that they will be now charged for their accommodation. If 4 out of 5 of them are in employment, that doesn't seem unreasonable?
Well, there's already been moves in that direction. So there's the daily expenses allowance is the only social welfare these people get. And it's €38.80 per week per adult. So if you're in your serviced accommodation, you get €38.80 a week on top of that to buy anything else that you might need. And if you are earning more than €60 a week, they begin to reduce that payment. And once you hit €125 a week of earnings, they remove that €38.80 from you entirely. So there's already quite a significant clawback going on from the government's point of view for these people once they are in employment. And I think you don't want to disincentivize people to work either. As I say, particularly in an economy which really does need these people to fill positions because there aren't Irish people left to do these jobs generally.
Yeah, although you might argue that €38 per week is such a tiny stipend that there's no disincentive there really not to work, because I don't know how most people would walk around with €38 in their pocket for a week and be able to meet any kind of daily expenses, even with their food and accommodation provided.
Absolutely. And I think taking away that €38.80 is to some degree a bit of a performance from the government to say they're doing something. But if you were to start then charging people something towards their bed and board on top of stripping away the social welfare, I think at that point you would possibly be looking at a strong disincentive for these people to work. And given that we're looking at, as you said, I mean, 4 out of 5 people who came here in 2022 were working in 2024, do we really want to move too far in the direction of a disincentive to work?
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is Cathal Malone, their immigration lawyer and head of legal research at Thomas Coughlin & Co Solicitors.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.